in this time of finding yourself in a new way, which is what is being called for in the time that you are living in, we would like to remind you of something very important, and that is that you are in a growth cycle. And growth always has two things that must be remembered. One is that it is continual, and so it is necessary to let go and take in almost simultaneously. Cells die, cells are born. This is the nature of growth. And so in your own life, the same thing is true. You want to be open to what is new and good and better. And you also want to be willing to release what is done and let it find its place in your past. It does not mean you do not feel about it, but you do not want it to take up too much space in your present time. If you think about your hands, and let us say that your hands are full, and some of the things in your hands are painful, and some of them are joyful. And here is the thing with growth. You must let go of it all. It does not mean you cannot remember the joy or even remember the pain, but you cannot hold it. When you do that, there is a distortion that happens that makes you unable then to receive what is new and blessed and expansive. The empty hand is the hand you want to turn up to the universe, because the universe will fill that hand. Now, here is a thing that can happen. Let us say you could release many things, but there was this section of your hand where you were having difficulty releasing something. Then, of course, the universe can only give you what is in that empty hand. If this part is still filled with something, then you are actually preventing yourself from receiving all that you need to receive. And of course, this is a challenge always in growth. But to be able to get over your fear and empty your hands so that you can give your hands to the universe to be filled in a new and better way. That is a teaching for this time that we are in now. Now, how does that actually work? Well, it works, for instance, with your thoughts. And we all, of course, can, shall we say, use some house cleaning with our thoughts. Because if a thought recurs that is a thought of doubt about who you are or judgment about who you are, then those thoughts are taking up the space where the new thoughts belong. And the new thoughts are the ones that acknowledge you and acknowledge your worth and take pride and joy in who you are and what you are learning. So you want to, if you think of a thought hand, then we want to become as aware as we can of our ability and increasing our ability to release that thought hand. Now, if you are thinking about emotions, which of course may be slightly more challenging because of a belief we have about emotions that we will take just a moment to address. And there is a belief that if you are hit strongly by an emotion, then that emotion is locked in your body and there is nothing you can do about it. Now, when we tell you that is not true, we need to explain to you that, for instance, a great loss, you may begin to believe that about the feeling about the great loss, but you need to adjust your belief so that you can say, this was a hard hit, and it is taking up space on my emotional open hand. So I am going to release it with every breath that I take and every time that it hurts me in the pain area, because I am willing to give up the belief that I cannot do that. You see, the belief that you cannot do that is what prolongs the pain. And we do not wish to prolong the pain. So when you think about it for a moment, when you think about pain in the physical body, which is a great way to understand it, if you have a pain that is sharp and sudden and unexpected, you will probably not let go of that pain until you find out what is causing it. And when you find out what is causing it, then you are in a position to feel empowered about a choice. What can I do for this pain? And so, but you will probably hold that pain longer, because that is the nature of the human condition. And so when you change your belief about it, then you can say, oh, this is a hard pain, and I'm going to find out about it. So you are not stuck in the idea that you must hold that pain forever, because that it is very difficult to grow when you are doing that. Now, we are not being critical of how you feel pain or how you interact with it, but we are trying to give you some of the growth beliefs that will help you release so that the feeling hand can be open to the things that will make you feel absolutely the way you want to feel. And the generosity of the universe is there is a place for it in the feeling area. Now, we could go to many other areas, of course, but we want you to understand that you may have more power here than you know. The other example of that would be that if someone stepped on your foot, that is very painful. But you do not tend to hold on to it because you know that pain will pass. That is already in your belief system. You may turn the air around you blue with the pain, which we understand, but you know that that is a pain that will pass. And that belief is part of what helps that pain pass, helps it to go away. Now, you in your country, you are seeing now that there are a group of people who have bonded with your president in a very unhealthy way. And they will not let go of the lie. They will not let go of it. And so they are going to be impeded from natural growth, natural learning, because they have bonded with a lie. Sometimes it is the ego that makes that happen. Sometimes it is that you simply have invested so much in a person or an idea that you cannot look at them anymore and see what is actually before you. So all of these are offshoots of this same teaching. The thing that we must believe is that we are able to release, we are able to see what is true, and we are able to receive in the finest possible way. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a spiraling energy with cleansing come into your root and begin to turn in the root and release anything you might know or believe you know that would prevent you from creating your life in the way that you really want to create your life. And feel that turning energy washing away any limitation you have about creating. Feel that cleansing energy continue to move up into your second chakra. And feel it remove the energy that holds shame and judgment. And feel it turning, turning, releasing, releasing. And feel that energy moving up and into your solar plexus. Turning, 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 cleansing, releasing any of the emotions that might be hurtful. Feel them leaving you. Feel that turning energy come up and into your heart center. Feel it turn. Take away the pain. Take away doubt. Take away fear. Gather it up and throw it away. Feel that turning energy come up and into your throat. And as it turns, feel it gather up all critical energy, all hurtful communication. Gather it up. Gather it up and throw it out of your body. And feel that cleansing energy turning, moving up into your third eye. Turning, turning, and removing any limitation that might have been caught in the third eye. Anything that would prevent you from knowing. And feel the cleansing energy turning, turning, coming up into your crown. And turning and cleansing and making your crown wide and able to receive the universe and all of its gifts. Turning, turning. Now feel that cleansing energy and all that it has gathered come up through your body, out through your crown, and leave your energy space free, clear. And feel the golden light that the universe sends you to fill yourself. Feel that golden light open your crown. And behind the golden light, feel the blue of peace. So that you are open and you are peaceful with what is open. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye. Clean the third eye, make it strong, and feel the blue of peace follow that gold, so that you have peace in knowing all that you know. And feel the golden light come down through your body and into your throat. And feel that golden light begin to draw your ability to speak with love to yourself in every circumstance and to grow that power to speak to yourself in that way. And feel the blue of peace come into your throat so that you are peaceful with speaking in that way. Feel the golden light fill your heart center. Move across the heart center. Take away the pain. And let the golden light awaken the pattern of your own life, the pattern that only you know, the pattern that the heart keeps for you and protects for you. And feel the heart becoming warm and growing and golden. And feel the blue of peace come into your heart so that you feel peace with that knowledge and peace with that growing. And feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And heal the emotional pain that you may have felt. And move out the pain so that there is a place in your solar plexus to feel joy. And let the blue energy of peace follow that gold energy so that you are peaceful in feeling what is good. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And as the golden light restores your ability to cleanse without judging, to release, because you have the power to do that, feel that gold light begin to heal your second center. And feel the blue of peace follow that gold, so that you are peaceful in knowing without judging, in releasing without worry. And feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root, the place where you are creating your life. And feel that golden light raise the energy in which you are creating your life to make more beauty, more joy, more wisdom, more excellence, but only through love. And feel the best part of you begin to be the creating of your life. And let the blue energy of peace follow that gold, so that you are peaceful with that creation. Now feel the mother's love around you, gentle, strong, with you, giving you all that you need. And rest peacefully in that energy. And move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a gift that has been left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.